The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, says Iran has invited the UN nuclear watchdog to visit the Iraq heavy water plant in December. This marks the first concrete step under a cooperation agreement over Tehran's peaceful nuclear program.
Regarding the next step, we have started discussion on the next step and beyond, but the present focus is to implement the first step, the measures are included in the annex, six measures.
The invitation of the IAEA comes after Iran and the UN agency signed a joint statement on a new framework for cooperation under which Iran will provide the UN atomic watchdog with timely and transparent information about its nuclear facilities. They agreed to try and implement six practical measures during the next 3 months that will move the process forward. Under the agreement, Iran will also allow the agency's inspectors access to the Gachin uranium mine in Bandar Abbas in southern Iran.
We would like to show that our nuclear program, all of the aspects are transparent, and this is one of the examples that we're going to cooperate with the agency, and we hope that with implementing the practical measures one by one, we're going to remove all ambiguities around the Iran's nuclear program.
Following the landmark deal sealed last weekend between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany in Geneva, Amano said the agency has an important role in the verification of the nuclear-related measures. He said they're looking at ways in which elements of the agreement relevant to the agency can be put into practice.
Amano said all outstanding issues will be addressed in subsequent steps. He also said he looks forward to reporting further progress, including on the implementation of the six practical measures in the next Board of Governors meeting, which will be held in March next year. Zerreh Shakli, Press TV, Vienna.